That's where being tax efficient, especially when it comes to your investments, comes into play. You see, while investing wisely is certainly crucial to building wealth, ensuring that you're not paying Uncle Sam any more than necessary is vital to this end. That's because when it comes to building wealth for the long term, the goal is to put as much money to work today while keeping more of what you earn down the road. Making a generational impact starts with one person, one family, one community. And so the Gen 1 Legacy is my attempt to help first-gen tech professionals like you get your financial house in order so you can live your legacy. Taxes are the price we pay for a civilized society. This oft-repeated quote is carved into the entrance of the IRS's National Headquarters building in Washington, D.C., and it serves as a reminder that we all need to pay our fair share to maintain one of the highest standards of living in the world. At the same time, however, growing your family's wealth from one generation to the next involves paying less in taxes, right? So then how do you balance these two seemingly competing ideas of paying your fair share and keeping more of your money? Well, that's where being tax efficient, especially when it comes to your investments, comes into play. You see, while investing wisely is certainly crucial to building wealth, ensuring that you're not paying Uncle Sam any more than necessary is vital to this end. That's because when it comes to building wealth for the long term, the goal is to put as much money to work today while keeping more of what you earn down the road. In fact, you can think of being tax efficient with your investments like planning for a long road trip. In other words, just as you would carefully plan out your route to avoid costly tolls and commuter traffic, you also need to think strategically about taxes when it comes to your overall investment strategy. And so while being tax efficient sounds complicated, the principles are relatively straightforward in that you put your money to work sooner rather than later, utilize investments that minimize how often you need to pay taxes, and put your investments to work in the right savings buckets. It's that simple. Indeed, by focusing on becoming a tax efficient investor, you could grow your savings faster, keep more of your hard-earned money, and increase your ability to maintain a lifestyle that supports your family for decades to come. All right, so when it comes to becoming a tax-efficient investor, one of the first things that you'll want to focus on is when you're actually putting your money to work. Now here, we're not talking about timing the markets. In fact, what we're getting at here is understanding some of the more basic steps before even thinking about security selection. More specifically, we're talking about where to put your money to work before Uncle Sam receives his fair share of your income. And so why does this matter? Well, the reason is simple. The more money you can put to work today, the more wealth you'll have available to compound for the future. For example, if you put $1,000 into an investment account each month on a pre-tax basis and let it compound for 6% for 30 years, you'll likely end up with $1 million when it's all said and done. So far, so good, right? Well, what happens when Uncle Sam gets his share of your income before you start investing? Well, assuming an effective tax rate of 25%, you'll only be able to put away $750 per month from your take-home pay. So what does this mean? Well, at the end of 30 years, you'll likely have a shortfall of around $250,000 compared to putting your money to work on a pre-tax basis. Now, the big takeaway here is that the less that you can get taxed on, obviously, the more you can keep and compound for your future growth so that you have more available when you need it. And one way to avoid this outcome when it comes to tax-efficient investing is to put more of your money to work in a tax-advantaged account. And so what is a tax-advantaged account? Well, here we're talking about accounts like 401ks, where your money goes into the account before you see it on payday and grows tax-free until you take the money out at retirement. Health savings accounts, or HSAs, also offer tax-advantaged benefits and even allow you to take out your gains tax-free to pay for qualified medical expenses, either now or in the future. Now, there are also other tax-advantaged accounts out there that allow you to use your take-home pay so you could put some money away and not get taxed on those gains later on down the road. Here, we're talking about accounts like a Roth IRA or a 529 plan, where your gains grow tax-free. And when the time is right, they come out of that account tax-free, so long as you meet certain conditions. Either way, what you need to know about a tax-advantaged account is that these accounts are where your savings or your investments are effectively held, and putting money to work in these accounts can help grow your savings faster over the long term. Now, when it comes to putting your money into these accounts, it's essential to maximize your contributions strategically. Indeed, rather than spreading your money across each available option, you'll likely want to think about how you can use these tools to meet your long-term financial goals. How so? Well, if retirement planning is a key concern for you at the moment, then obviously maxing out your 401k contributions could be your go-to strategy, especially when you're aiming for a retirement that's as rich in experiences as it is in financial freedom. And if saving for your children's education is your main focus, then putting money to work in a 529 plan can be akin to planting the seeds for a forest of knowledge that they'll one day explore, ensuring their educational journey is well-funded and aligned with their goals for the future. Either way, as you think about where and when to optimally put your money to work, you'll want to take the time to focus on more of your strategy than the tactics. Indeed, while investing in a tax-advantaged way is clearly advantageous, it's not always beneficial. And that's because in some situations, you'll want to keep money in a taxable investment account. That way, you can address your current and future lifestyle needs. And that's a point we'll discuss in just a moment. But for now, it's crucial to know that you can make a huge leap forward in being tax efficient with your investments simply by electing to put your money into a tax advantage account as your first choice when it comes to your investment decisions. All right, so we've talked about how essential it is to put your money to work in the right accounts so they can grow tax free. The next thing that you'll want to do when it comes to becoming a tax efficient investor is to get to know your tax efficient investment options. Now, this can get a little tricky. That's because it's one thing to pick an investment that's trading at a good price and aligns with your values, and it's another to understand the potential tax consequences of choosing one security over another. Indeed, this approach is a delicate balance that requires a discerning eye and a strategic approach to ensure that your portfolio is tax efficient as it is impactful for the long term. Now, before we go any further, we need to make some distinctions here in the terminology because there's a good chance we could get lost in the weeds. So then let's start by talking about an investment account. Now, as we mentioned earlier, an investment account is where your savings are actually stored. Whether it's an employer-sponsored 401k or a brokerage account you have at Schwab or Fidelity, this account is the base from which you do all of your investing. Next, we have investment securities. Now, an investment security represents your overall ownership interest in a company if you're buying stocks, or a promise that a company is making to you to pay back its debt if you're buying fixed income securities like bonds. This is the essence of investing. And finally, you've got these investment vehicles like mutual funds and exchange-traded funds or ETFs, where instead of buying one stock or one bond at a time, you buy into a pooled vehicle. And what is a pooled vehicle? Well, what happens here is instead of you taking the time to pick an ideal stock or bond, you give your money to a professional money manager who, you guessed it, pools your money together with the money of other investors, and they buy a collection of investments aligned around a specific investment strategy. So then when it comes to being a tax-efficient investor, it not only matters when you're setting money aside or what type of account you choose to put your money into, but also the kinds of investments that you're selecting to go into those accounts when it's time to put your money to work. How so? Well, when it comes to pooled vehicles, for example, you typically have the choice between mutual funds and exchange-traded funds or ETFs. And while mutual funds have their own advantages, more often than not, ETFs are known for their low turnover rates, which translates into fewer taxable events, aligning ideally with your goal of minimizing your tax impact while staying invested in the market. And now, some tax-efficient securities like municipal bonds offer tax-free interest income, making them a stellar choice for someone in a high income bracket looking to generate income without increasing their tax liability. At the same time, investing in munis could also mean supporting public projects that resonate with your community engagement values while you're enjoying that tax-free income. On the other hand, if technology and innovation is where your interests lie, then tech-focused ETFs could offer you exposure to the sector with the added benefit of tax efficiency compared to a mutual fund where expenses and capital gains could be a concern. Ultimately, however, the tax efficiency of these vehicles and securities comes down to how they return money to their investors. We'll talk more about putting the right securities in the right savings buckets in just a moment, but the key takeaway here is that the right investment options are designed to minimize taxable events, like producing dividends and interest or realizing capital gains, and ultimately doing so in an advantageous way. All right, so now that we've talked about why it's essential to put your money to work before Uncle Sam gets his hands on it and the importance of choosing the right investment options, let's talk about putting the right investment options in the right savings buckets. In other words, what we're talking about here is dialing in your asset location strategy. Now, some individuals confuse asset location with asset allocation. And honestly, this is a clear mistake that many people make, but it's crucial to know that there's a very clear distinction here. Indeed, as you'll likely recall, asset allocation refers to the decisions you make to put your money to work in assets like stocks and bonds, US and international investments. And so how does this differ from asset location? Well, instead of deciding between securities or various asset classes, asset location is more about the decision to put those same assets in the right buckets, whether that's a tax advantaged or a taxable account, to ensure that you're paying Uncle Sam no more than necessary and to optimize your after-tax investment returns. In a way, it's like a strategic game of chess where each piece or asset is positioned to leverage its strengths fully, enhancing your portfolio's overall tax efficiency and, by extension, the long-term growth potential of your overall portfolio. Indeed, when it comes to becoming a tax-efficient investor, it's crucial to appreciate that a lot of investors get tripped up when it comes to understanding the distinction between asset location and asset allocation. Now, this distinction is so crucial here again that it's worth repeating. Indeed, while asset allocation refers to how you diversify your investments across various assets, asset classes, asset location zeroes in on the type of account that each of these assets are held in. So then the goal with asset location is to match investments with the account type that minimizes your overall tax footprint. For example, placing high growth investments in tax deferred accounts like 401ks or IRAs can allow those investments to grow unfettered by taxes until you actually take them out when you're no longer working. Now, this is essential because in many cases, when you stop working, you'll likely have a lower or no income at all, meaning that you'll be in a lower marginal tax bracket when you start taking money out of your investment accounts, and hence subject to a lower tax rate in retirement. And so how does this work? Well, consider the case of interest generating assets like bonds. Holding them in tax advantage accounts shields their interest payments from immediate taxation, preserving more capital to compound over time. On the other hand, placing assets with a lower tax footprint, such as stocks held for the long term in taxable accounts, takes advantage of lower capital gains taxes. Now, the key to an effective asset location strategy is understanding the tax implications of each type of investment. That's because tax inefficient securities like REITs or certain actively managed mutual funds can generate significant taxable income, making them prime candidates for placement in tax deferred or tax exempt accounts. And so this strategic placement ensures that the tax burden these investments might otherwise generate is minimized and preserves more of your wealth for the future growth and an eventual distribution according to your legacy plans. And so how might this work for you? Well, imagine that you're an investor passionate about the ever-changing trends in the tech industry. Now, if such a scenario is calling out to you, then you might choose to invest in a tech-focused, actively managed fund, which is likely to come at a higher turnover rate and generate more short-term capital gains. Therefore, placing this fund in an IRA instead of a taxable account could shield those gains from immediate taxation and align them with your goal of maximizing investment growth while managing your taxes efficiently. Now, as we mentioned earlier, the effectiveness of an asset location strategy hinges on its alignment with your individual financial situation, your goals, and your broader wealth management strategy. Indeed, it requires a nuanced understanding of your financial situation, such as your income, your tax bracket, your investment horizon, and retirement plans, as well as what's essential to you and the legacy that you're trying to build for your family. For example, if work optional is part of your family's financial vision, then you might balance contributions to taxable investments with making it a priority to place growth-oriented investments in Roth accounts, where withdrawals can be taken out and tax-free when you decide to retire, and help support a lifestyle that values experiences over material wealth. On the other hand, if philanthropy is going to be a cornerstone of your legacy, then considering how charitable giving can be optimized through strategic asset location, like donating appreciated securities from taxable accounts, can enhance your philanthropic impact while delivering enhanced after-tax returns. Either way, employing an appropriate asset location strategy is a sophisticated approach that not only seeks to minimize your tax liability, but also amplifies the potential for growing your wealth while maximizing the impact that you're making today. You know, when it comes down to it, becoming a tax-efficient investor is like charting a course through uncharted waters, where each decision influences not only the journey you're on right now, but the legacy that you're leaving behind for the future. That's why, by embracing the strategies we covered today, from making tax-efficient contributions from the start to selecting the right investment options and putting them in the ideal buckets, you're not just investing wisely, you're sculpting a future that echoes your values and is fueled by generational wealth that you're building today. Remember, tax-efficient investing isn't just about growing your wealth, but doing so in a way that aligns with your vision for your family, your commitment to your societal contributions, and ultimately becoming the master of your own financial independence journey. To learn more about today's topic, you can visit the episodes page at legacygen1.com. And if you can find one person in your life who would benefit from today's message, please share this episode with them. But until next time, I'm Peter Donisano, wishing you and yours abundant health and prosperity.
The Gen 1 Legacy Podcast is brought to you by Franklin Madison Private Wealth. Franklin Madison Private Wealth is a registered investment advisor firm with its registration and principal place of business in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Registration of an investment advisor does not imply a certain level of skill or training. The information shared today is not intended to be personal, legal, investment, or tax advice, or solicitation to buy or sell any security or engage in a particular investment strategy. The commentary and forecasts are limited to the dissemination of and general information pertaining to Franklin Madison Private Wealth's investment advisory services and are based on economic and market conditions that are subject to change without notice. For additional information about Franklin Madison Private Wealth, including fees and services, please contact Franklin Madison Private Wealth or refer to the investment advisor public disclosures.